Hello, everyone. It's the Big D and Bubba podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week, but they can't say everything that's on their mind. That's why they do the podcast.
That's the voice of Bubba as we are flying. We're currently flying in...
997, Mike X-ray. That's approved as requested. What heading?
To Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We're flying to Oshkosh, Wisconsin for the EAA Air Venture...
Which is a big, like, air show,
that deep, final
convention,
that's pretty good question.
It's yard sale.
It's basically pilot porn. And we're flying. It's me, Big D, Bubba.
Hello.
We have John. Say hello, John.
Hey.
John, you hear sometimes on the show every once in a while. And then a new guy that I just met today. It's a friend of Bubba's. You want to introduce your friend, Bub?
Yep, this is Derek. Say hi, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, it's not morning because they might be listening to this in the evening. You never know.
True.
Okay. Anyway.
So we are currently 8,000 feet, and we are going to make a fuel stop right before we get to Oshkosh so that we have enough fuel to get into the air show safely.
Real quick, I want to get our sponsor out. Use Red Roof, which I wish we'd known they were sponsoring the podcast.
Send Mike X-ray to send
because
expedite your descent through 8,000.
Dude, don't interrupt me. I'm trying to talk about Red Roof. You could stay two separate times this summer at Red Roof. Get a free night. You can earn a free night. Register at redroof.com. Again, that's Red Roof. Pretty sweet deal. We had to, we're going to Oshkosh to go do this EAA Air Venture thing like Big D was just talking about. And we didn't have a hotel. We had to stay at somebody's house because all the hotels were booked.
Yeah.
We should have worked something out with Red Roof.
Yeah, and those hotels book about a year in advance. And they're like $300 a night.
Yeah, but don't they know who we are?
Don't they know who we are?
Not Red Roof. They won't charge us that much.
No, we probably could have got a pretty sweet deal. What do you want to see at Oshkosh, John?
Planes, probably.
Well, I mean, besides planes, anything?
I want to see the Icon aircraft, the Icon A5.
That's the one that lands in the water?
Good morning.
Lands in the water.
Centurion 442, Papa level at 8,000.
Got a... retract wings and everything.
Set Mike X-ray, Roger.
Like the wings fold up.
442 Papa is approaching. Off of 3010.
That carbon fiber.
3010, 442 Papa.
It's got the interior like the BMW, right?
Yeah.
An airplane with like a car interior.
Pretty sweet.
It is.
By the way, just to give you a little technical, you're hearing us talk. We're actually, we have headsets in the cockpit, obviously, and we're talking. That's why it sounds like we're astronauts. But you'll hear air traffic control talking. They can't hear us talking. We have to hit a button that transmit from us to them. And when we transmit from us to them, not only can they hear it, but all the aircraft, military, commercial, private, everyone who's in this sector for radar coverage hears us. So you may hear us talking while they're talking. We're kind of like cops. You ever notice cops, like when they have the radio on their shoulder, and it's constantly going, and they're talking to you, and then all of a sudden they stop and go, oh, hold on a second, that's for me.
And you're like, press a button.
And they're like, how did you hear that was for you? And it's just kind of, that's the same thing. We're so used to hearing
keywords
and our tail number and whatnot that...
Evansville approach, Navajo 1-3, Yankee Charlie.
So that's another airplane. He's checking in with the approach control.
Navajo 1-3, Yankee Charlie, Evansville.
And that
at 1-0 Yankee Charlie. We checked on a while ago, but not sure we ever were acknowledged.
1-0 Yankee Charlie. Sorry about that.
Evansville
3010. We're having a little bit of troubles with our radios right now.
Yeah,
oh,
you're talking
okay,
on it.
3010. Got that. Thanks. Just check.
That guy.
Is that what's making your accent so thick, sir?
The Evansville controller. He talks and talks and talks.
Yeah. You look outside of the airplane and I realize how much space. Free space is in America, like
all the emptiness, the stuff that isn't lived in.
Yeah, fields that go on and on, and that's what it is for most places in America. You get outside of a metro area, and it's
and that's awesome.
It is, and
one of our favorite things. We got to talk about our little thing that we always look for.
Oh yeah, we always fly over airplanes. I mean, over cities or little towns, and we'll go. Oh well, look. We'll find a church, and you know it's small-town America when you see a church with a cemetery right next to it. Like
in the backyard.
Yeah, it's like part of the property. That's the best.
You don't see that in the city.
No, and it's a church that's doing very well. When you see that they don't have a gravel parking lot, they have a blacktop parking lot. That,
well, they're doing really, really well when they have concrete.
Yes, that's right. Somebody, that means the church is paying their tithes. People, we got a new parking lot.
Somebody paid 15%.
So, Derek, what do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm an accountant.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of boring.
You don't do it though, do you? Are you oversee other accountants?
Yes, I have a team around the country.
Wow.
My job, it's, accounting's kind of boring, but a lot of times my job is how are things made? Get to tour lots of facilities.
For an accounting job?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Why would they give you a tour if you're the accountant?
I specialize in an area of the tax law where people get benefits for doing stuff in America. So taking advantage of all this wide open space and making things here.
Love that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it, people always say it's hard to buy American because it's so much more expensive. Is there a way that we can...
907 Mike X-ray, Roger. Understand you do have field sight.
Is there any way we can fix that?
7 Mike X-ray, clear visual approach, Madisonville Airport, port cancellation of IFR in the air on the ground, 120.1, change to advisory for kick proof.
By the way, that guy kills me. you go.
7 Mike X-ray, cancellation of IFR received, 12.200 for exchange proof. Good day.
Have a good day. We'll see. You know what to say? Say y'all. Y'all come back now, yeah? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, this area I work in, it gives people a tax benefit if they hire people and do stuff in the U.S. So, you know, my big thing is... tariffs, tort reform, and maybe term limits. My three T's, I think that would fix all our problems with outside of the U.S.
Tariffs and torts. I haven't heard that since I was in school.
Yeah, tariffs on China because, you know, they don't really care. They've got so many people. It's okay if they're not healthy. It's okay if they're not safe. And that's what
good
makes
morning,
it more
Evansville, Lear 407 Bravo Sierra is out 1500 for 6000.
Hold on a second.
Lear 407 Bravo Sierra, Evansville departure. I dent.
And what is a tort?
Oh, just the laws.
Oh.
Lear 7 Bravo Sierra, radar contact, mile and a half south of the Owensboro Airport, climb main team 10,000.
You're pretty smart, aren't you, Derek?
I don't know, opinionated. Depends who you ask.
Yeah, he's pretty smart, dude.
You sound smart. Like, you don't sound like any of our normal friends. How do you know Bubba? How do y'all guys meet?
This is a funny story. Our wives, and we're both dance dads
now,
together.
10 Yankee Charlie.
Oh, hold on. I hear this.
Louisville approach 132.07. Good day.
I got Larry the cable guy, air traffic controller there finished. Okay, you guys are both what?
Dance
dads.
Well, we're
contact
dance
dads. 119.8 today.
Hey, Chaz Hands.
We were talking about starting our own show.
Yes.
So,
dance dads, the people who want to take their kids out of dance. Every dance dad hates dance.
Yeah.
Let me explain this. Every dance dad is like... We pay way too much. We put up with way too much.
Parker,
this whole thing is ridiculous.
Mr. Charlie on heading 160.
Uh-huh.
Series 2905.
So you guys are at
Charlie
like
Evansville. Department.
We have a club.
Radar contact. Climb and maintain.
Were you guys at like a tournament?
Climb and maintain 7,000 on course.
What do y'all call it?
Climb and maintain 7,000 on course.
Yes.
You guys were at a competition and met each other. I mean, your kids are on the same dance team?
Yes.
Yes.
That's great. Is it just like I see on TV?
Yes.
We drink more though.
Yeah. If you ever watch like Dance Moms,
yeah.
That stuff's legit, man.
Are they that crazy?
They are that crazy.
Yes. You've got 5-year-olds and it's blood curdling competition.
It's crazy.
And like, 7 Bravo Sierra, climb maintain 17,000. Contact Indy Center 128.3.
Come on, Larry. If you forget
28.3 for Bravo Sierra, thanks.
If you forget like the right eyelashes, now understand. Whenever your child is dancing, they are 100 yards from the crowd. But if they don't have the right eyelashes on, they can't dance.
What? Okay. How do they make different types of eyelashes?
Yes.
Like how? Like
they have,
what are they?
They sell these things. Are called eye kits, and it's like basically stickers that are makeup, and it's to make sure that everybody's makeup is absolutely the perfect exact same.
So they're not even makeup, it's stickers that you, it's almost like a temporary tattoo that you put on?
Kinda, it's a decal you slap on your kit.
Come on, it even gets better, spray on tans.
Oh, spray on tans, decals, I mean,
they're
it's like
NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Open a dance school and you'll be a millionaire.
So you go in, and you guys, do you guys carpool to these tournaments or these competitions?
I don't know. I don't go to the competitions unless they're local. Now,
Demands of 2 uniforms are the Zolprox, Evans Altimeter, 3010. Advise when you have the weather notums at Carmine. Right, expect a visual approach, I reckon.
There, go ahead.
I reckon.
That's awesome.
That controller just said, I reckon.
Well, he's officially become my dad.
Wow. By the way, that's not official. So you guys show up, or you don't go.
Yeah, I don't go to the ones except when they're local. You
right
know.
Here.
Wow.
Well, no, didn't you go to the one in Orlando?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's insanity.
Did you go to... Oh, okay. Yeah, they do the national championships in Orlando, which, by the way, our girls have won, because they're awesome. But it is absolute craziness, man. If you ever watch the movie Bring It On, I hear it's very similar.
What is that, like a dance
you need
movie?
To watch, yeah, you need to watch it, man. I mean, your life will change.
Well, that's a whole other world than what we're in, you know?
Well, it's the same thing like with baseball. You know, being a baseball dad, you've got, you know, all the pressure and everything's got to be just right, and you're taking them to batting practice and swing coaches and all
that,
you know?
Yeah, you're right. It's just the different, just boys and girls, I guess.
Yep.
What else was going on in the news this week? What do we do? I'm trying to remember. This has been kind of a crazy week. Justin Bieber
got punched.
He got punched by Orlando Bloom,
which is awesome. I was never an Orlando Bloom fan until now.
He's a guy who was in
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. He's the
non Johnny Depp one.
He's the guy who's not Johnny Depp. What did he hit him for?
Bieber was talking smack about Orlando Bloom's ex, and Orlando stepped up and was the chivalrous pirate that he is. And
what kind of hit?
I didn't see the punch. And then, like, Bieber posted a picture later. Oh, dude, why are we talking about Justin Bieber? Why are we talking about Bieber?
I'll keep going. I want to hear it.
Bieber posted a picture of Orlando crying.
2905 Echo
Facebook,
Charlie, climb maintain 10,000.
Basically calling him out.
Steven, 4.7 for 10.
Well, that was enough of that. You're right.
Yes, exactly.
Enough of that. Hey, Derek, do you know what? Do you have any idea what you're flying into for this for Oshkosh?
It's the Super Bowl of air.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty excited.
Have you looked up any of it online?
Yes, I have, and the agenda. I was like, oh, I'm going to look at the schedule, and it went on and on and on. It was just amazing.
It's how many people go to it, Bubba? Do you know?
I thought it was, 10 to 40,000 planes?
Oh, I don't know. Is it that many?
I thought it was at least 10,000. I don't know. I'd read that somewhere.
The attendance, you don't have to be a pilot to go to it,
right,
by the way.
So it's like 100,000 a day or something crazy. It's crazy.
It's supposed to be really packed this year. We are trying to get you have to get reserved parking for your aircraft on the ramp, and I didn't do it in advance like I normally do. Because you know every year it's like I call them up and I'm like, hey, do I need to get reservations? And they're like, I mean, you can, but I mean, you don't really need it. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And so every year I'm like way ahead of the curve. Months out, I'm making reservations and then I didn't do it this year, and I call them, and they're like, oh, no, we're booked. We're booked for the entire week. You can't park here. I'm like...
So now we have to park out in a field.
Yeah, we have to literally taxi out into it, which is fine, but, I mean, the aircraft is made, it can do that. I mean, because everyone else is doing that, too. I mean, 90% of the aircraft that are flying in are parking on the... in the fields as well.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. just wasn't exactly the way I wanted it to be. But, yeah, look at that. Look at the ball fields down there.
Yep.
Beautiful.
That's the best, too. Looking down at baseball fields, football fields, and believe it or not, golf courses are really pretty from up here.
There's a racetrack over there, and and a drag strip.
Nice.
Or is that an airport? I think it's an airport.
Airport
drag strip. I think they're kind of the same thing.
No, dude, that's a drag strip. Yeah, there's a quarter mile, and yeah. It looks like an airport, though. We could land there.
That's actually a pretty good emergency runway to use that.
Well, just make sure you're on the runoff end and not the other end, because the other side has a median in the middle.
Yeah, that would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Rapid stop.
We're always looking for emergency landing spots when I'm flying.
Well, that's what they teach you, like, immediately when you first start getting your pilot's license.
What's the scariest moment you ever had flying, Bubba?
I got caught in a thunderstorm, and that's, you know, the one thing people always talk about in airplanes and aviation is weather. And it was beautiful and crystal clear. I had about a 30-minute flight to get to my destination, and I was like, man, there's nothing. I don't even need to look at the weather. The sky is beautiful.
295 Echo Charlie, contact
so I jumped
Indy
in the plane.
128.3, good day.
And,
Indy, 128.3, 5 Echo Charlie.
15 minutes into the flight, I was getting into some weather, and I'm like, well, this is crazy. So I tried to fly around it. It was moving way too fast, and then it caught me. So I turned around. I was like, well, let me just fly back down to where it was clear.
Lima Golf, Evansville approach.
But it was moving so fast, I couldn't do that. And I was getting bucked around and beat up, and I was worried about – I was in a little plane. And I was worried about, the outcome. I ended up having to find an emergency runway to put it down in. And it was scary, man.
But you get to an airport.
Yeah.
And one Lima Golf,
yeah,
where are you going with
I hit the nearest button on the GPS and said, find me something.
Roger that. Stand by for a squawk. Kevin's altimeter is 3010.
And I landed, and because the weather was so bad, it was so – the winds were so strong.
33 Charlie X-ray, contact Indy Center 124.7.
I carried extra speed to make the plane a little more stable.
Yeah.
And I ran up to the very end of the runway, maybe 5 feet short of going off.
God,
yeah, it was crazy, man.
You have a great one.
That's insane.
Well, the plane didn't. It was that little diamond, and that plane doesn't want to land. It loves to fly.
Yeah.
And trying to get that thing down in wind was insane.
Where you're looking down at, I'm not sure.
It didn't want to chill.
Did you have the shakes when you got out? Were you kind of that?
I don't remember.
Like that internal.
Uncomfortableness. Oh, I know I did. I had a buddy flying with me, and he was like, I told him after the flight, I said, dude, I was scared. So we came in, he goes, really? He goes, oh, I didn't notice it.
He was fine. He didn't know what was going on.
He didn't notice that.
Well, that's a good job on your part then.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a weird one. What about you?
Easily the worst one I ever got I picked up icing in this plane. I had me and Kathy and the two boys were in the back, and
that was outside of Denver, right?
Yeah, I just crossed over Denver, heading westbound, heading into Eagle, Colorado. And I talked to a weather briefer.
221 Lima Golf, squawk 662.
Just 45 minutes earlier, an hour maybe. And he's like, yeah, it's clear, it's fine, you should be fine on your approach over the Rockies, because the Eagle's down kind of by Vail and all that. So I'm flying at like 19,000 or 21,000, and I'm coming up on. I pass over into the Rockies. They're all, underneath me, and I look down, and it's ahead of me, and it's all clouds, completely.
Which is not good when you're flying.
It's in winter. It's in December, and so what happens is if you have clouds and it's cold, that's moisture. That's what clouds are. So when you fly into it, you get icing. The moisture in the clouds will start sticking to the airframe, and icing is very dangerous for. And I don't have any de-icing gear on this airplane.
3 miles northwest of French Lick Airport, altitude check.
Yeah, my wife is
3010.
She's also an instrument rated pilot. We're flying. She's right seat. I started descending into it, and I'm just thinking, I'll just kind of you know, I'm sure it's not very thick because the controller just told me that it was fine. And it was very thick. It went from like 18,000 down to, I don't know, 3,000 off the ground.
By the eight, you're talking about the clouds.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I'm descending into it, and it's nothing. I can't see anything, you know, once you get the clouds. And that's fine, because I don't need to see to fly. I have instruments. But I start looking outside on the wings, and I'm seeing little ice start to form on the leading edge of the wing.
Which doesn't seem like it would be a big deal, but, you know, you'd think, well, the ice just freezes to the wing and the shape of the wing. Not necessarily.
No, it completely changes the aerodynamics of the wing, and it adds a lot of weight. All that ice on the entire airplane is a lot of weight, and so I start going lower, descending. I'm holding altitude, and then I start thinking, you know, I got the autopilot on. I need to take that off, because they always tell you turn the autopilot off, because what happens is, as you are getting heavier, your autopilot will start trimming the nose up to keep your speed and your altitude, and
your angle of attack.
Your angle of attack goes up, and it's doing it automatically. And before you know it, you're close to a stall, and it's like boop, and it breaks, and the stall breaks, and then you're in the clouds in the Rocky Mountains, falling uncontrollably.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be.
It's not a good place to be. And so I'm hand flying this thing and talking to the controller. I told him what's going on. We're picking up icing. I needed a block altitude from such and such to such and such. Basically, that means I don't want any other aircraft above me or below me for like 2,000 feet either side, just for safety reasons, in case I need to get up or get down. And he had to send a Lear into a hold because of that. And we end up landing. Kathy's freaking out. You know, I'm trying to. I got to a point where I was like, this is it. This is how I die.
This is how it ends.
This is how it ends, right here. I actually had that moment. Like,
could you have texted me and said, hey, dude, it's about over?
No. I had it just for that few seconds. I don't know if you guys ever had that moment where in life where you're like, you really think you're going to die.
Had a couple of them.
Yeah, I really thought, well, this is how it goes down. And it's going to take me and my entire family. And then when I thought that, I stopped. And I became freaking John Wayne. And I said, Derek?
221 Lima Golf, contact Louisville approach.
If you don't,
32.0.
You're going to kill you're going to kill yourself and your entire family if you don't stop being a pansy and man up and cowboy up and fly this machine right now. I really had this conversation in my head. And it was like me slapping myself. And I couldn't think during that moment. Like, I'm like looking at the instruments going, what does this do? What does that do? And then all of a sudden it was like
clarity.
And I start barking out orders to Kathy. Pull up the ILS frequency for the Eagle Airport. Where's that? Where's that at? It's going to be in the second page or the nav page on the 530 GPS. Go ahead and pull that up. Use the big knob to turn around. You can get it. Okay. Turn around to the guys. Hey, guys, y'all want to get your seatbelts in?
Yes, sir.
Because they're right in the back and they're clueless because they're iPads.
They're playing games. I said, all right, put your seatbelts on, guys. We'll be down on the ground in about 10 minutes, all right?
Okay, I have to go pee-pee.
All right, well, hold it. Pinch it off, buddy. We'll be there in a second.
Okay.
I became like a quarterback running it down in Super Bowl the last 45 seconds of the game. I mean, I was dead on, dude. And it was one of those weird convoluted approaches in the mountains where you can't just go straight. You got to go this way through a valley, turn right through another valley, and then, you know, hit your mark for the approach. Broke out of the clouds, saw the runway, we're fine. I've carried extra speed. I land, get out, and then I realized how lucky I was. I had that much ice.
About an inch and a half, almost 2 inches.
On everything. I had ice. There was like snow, almost like that kind of that real ice, snowy looking kind of ice.
Yeah.
Going into the air intake, into the engine, the whole, the big brown thing in the front of the plane where the air is, it's all covered, just covered. And it's going into the engine, the propeller, the spinner, on the end of the spinner, like, you know, it's like a point.
Yeah, the tip.
That whole tip is all covered in that white, frosty ice. The tail, ice. Wings, ice. Gear, I started to get ice on the gear just from the little bit that I was in it with the
That's
gear
That's a
down.
Much better story than my stupid thunderstorm story.
No, they're both dangerous. And I got out, and up walks this guy, this cowboy. He had boots on. He had those brown, like, they're like brown blue jeans. Like,
271,
you know,
Sierra.
You see old men wear?
Yeah.
And
Holman approach.
He walks up.
You're straight up Carhartt jeans.
He's like, yeah.
All right, 19.
He walks up. He's got a mustache.
Here, thanks. Good day.
He's got a mustache.
I like your style.
And he comes up and he says, you that plane that was in the ice? I said, yeah, yes, sir, I was. He goes, yeah, well, we've all been there, son. I said, yeah, it was pretty scary. He looks at it and he goes, damn, you got a lot of eyes on this bird. I was like, yeah. He goes, you're lucky you got out of that one. But yeah, he goes, yeah, you'll do that once. You'll fly in a thunderstorm once. You know what? You got to do it to make your balls grow. He hits me on the shoulder and walks away.
Like you're his kid.
Yeah, he walks away, and I can actually hear, like, you know, music playing from the movie as he's slowly walking into the sunset, never to be seen again. And I always remember that. And now I can't find pants to fit my crotch because they grew so much of that day. Yeah, that was my story. It was. What's your scariest, John?
I don't have a thunderstorm story or anything. Probably during training, my instructor sent me into this tiny little strip in the like hills of Tennessee,
uh-huh.
And like the runway was like right next to a river and then right next to a big hill, lots of terrain, you yeah. can't see it from the air, and
let me guess, radio towers all over the place.
No, nuclear, yeah, all that stuff. And he was basically like, ah, that's a fun airport to fly into, and it's my second cross country, my second 50
by yourself,
by myself, and he sends me there. And so getting into there was kind of scary, and I like flared too high, came in too much speed, flared too high, had to go around,
the worst.
And then of course it's in the middle of summer, since the altitude and all that stuff flying around the hills, it was so I came back for the second approach and I flared too high and dropped it. It just plonk. Yep. And just did a touch and go and got out of there.
Yeah. Those first cross-country flights, and the night ones are always, man, I remember my first night flight was, it was fine, but God, it was scary. I haven't heard Laird the Cable Guy talking to us. I don't know if he still has. Did you guys hear him call us at all?
No, not at all.
Hey, Evansville, Semi-Chromeo request.
Semi-Chromeo request.
Just making sure we're still on your scope there.
Yep, you're still here.
All right, well, good. We didn't screw up. And he changed his accent.
Might be a different guy.
No, it could be.
He's on break.
I'm pretty sure he's on smoke break. Where's the other guy? Oh, Larry?
Uniform Zulu, if you're good with it, I'll start you down in about another 10 miles. Another 10 miles less than you start down there.
I think that's the same guy.
No, you're it's not.
Uniform Zulu, that works well. Thank you.
You reckon?
I reckon that's the different
one. I've never heard a controller say reckon.
Airport Space Tango is now current. Evans altimeter is 3011.
3011, I reckon.
422, correction, 442, Papa. Which wrong was heading?
Derek, you ever want to get your pilot's license?
Thank you. Semi-Chromeo, what's your
on course? I thought
about it. Evansville, Semi-Chromeo, go ahead.
Semi-Chromeo, what's your on course heading?
Looks like 356.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I've thought about it. The more I fly in little planes, the more interested.
Yeah, it's really it's a great, you know, a lot of people go, I don't mind flying a little plane. But you know what? They are safe. It's normally the pilots flying in weather. I mean, you just heard us. Our scariest moments were weather related.
Right.
So that's the key. Stay out of the weather and you should be good.
Yeah, because these engines don't quit. I mean, they do sometimes, but these are such tried and true engines. They're like tractor engines. They just, you keep oil in them and fuel, and they are, and the maintenance on them is great because you have to do an annual maintenance every year. That's what annual means. I don't know if you knew that.
No, that was very helpful.
Yeah, I know you accountants are kind of, you know, not the smartest kid in the class, but.
I was good daily and annual mixed up, so, you know, that was helpful.
Mike Romeo contact, home on approach, 119.8. Have a good day.
19.8, we'll see you. Have a good rest of your day, said Mike Romeo.
You too.
19.8, he said?
19.8.
All right, so now we're moving from one sector to another for radar control, and I have to tell him and kind of check in, basically. Holman, set Mike Romeo, level 8,000.
4717 Mike Romeo, Holman approach, Holman altimeter 3010.
All right, 3010, thanks, 7 Mike Romeo. Anything else, Bubba? Did you get a picture of John with his giant laptop up here in the front?
No.
As we're recording the podcast? Because it's great. It's a great picture. It's like, it looks like we're doing like survey work for the government. And
hey, John, smile.
And he has Ray-Ban. You have aviator Ray-Bans on.
It's appropriate.
Tom, you Tom Cruise now?
It's appropriate.
Do we all have nicknames? Bub and I already have nicknames. We have to come up with nicknames for you guys. You can't come up with your own because that's gay. Will you guys want to do nicknames? We'll decide what your nickname is by the end of the weekend.
That's perfect.
I'm pretty sure you got Bean Counter.
Bean Counter.
We'll just call him Bean.
Hey, usually I go by Dirk.
Dirk?
Dirk.
Well, again, you can't pick your own. But I'm thinking Bean.
I like Bean.
Bean's good. What about John? John has.
This is what they do for pilots, man. You know, you gotta, when you're a fighter pilot, you gotta get your name.
Yeah, John has
call sign.
Really, really red hair. It's red.
It's red.
I mean, it's ginger, dude.
Like, gingered out, man.
Like, you should go to. Do you go to the convention every year?
Mostly.
Yeah.
It's a support group, not a convention.
But he's got a red.
Welcome to Ginger Talk.
Red. Was he red? I hate to say red, but I guess.
No. You got to go something different. John is into. He's into computers big time. Crazy graphics. Crazy graphics work.
What's some of the? Who's some of the clients you've done stuff for?
Brands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things that people know.
ESPN to. Joseph A. Bank. Let's see. Oh, Charlie's.
Yeah.
Dollar General. There you go.
Okay, that's cool. How about Storyteller? Because he's a horrible storyteller.
Terrible.
How about Rambler? That's a good one.
You think it should go into radio?
How about Mumble? Bean and Mumble.
I say we call him
Bean and Mumble. I like it.
I say we call him. No, I was gonna say Ray-Bans, but those aren't the Ray-Bans. Those are.
No.
Those are aviators. Dang it.
Well, they're Ray-Bans. We call him Ray.
We call him Ray.
What up, Ray? Bean and Ray. Bean and Ray. There you go,
Bean
guys.
Bean and Ray.
Wow.
That sounds like a morning show.
Bean and Ray. Hey, everybody, it's Bean and Ray in the morning. Coming up at 7:20, impossible questions for you. Today we're playing for a family four-pack to the water park.
And some spreadable cheese.
So let's take a look at what's going on around the world. Here's Jessica with music news. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, how are you doing today?
So, Jessica, here, tell us about this crazy story about Justin Bieber.
Well, Justin Bieber was punched by Orlando Bloom, and it was because Orlando Bloom is amazing and awesome sauce, and I love him.
Oh, stop it. Look at you. It's always about the guy.
Yes, oh my gosh, I would totally marry Orlando Bloom.
Jeez, where's our bell to ring?
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, let's go to, we'll be opening the phone lines. I hate that.
Opening
radio people who say they're going to open the phone lines. What do you mean you're opening the phone lines?
What does that even mean? What does it mean? We're taking it off of busy. We have a button. And by the way, we don't use the busy button, but there is a button on there on our phone system at the radio station. You can hit the button and it busies every line.
Yeah.
What good does that do? Why do you want that?
Well, so that you can open them up.
We used to do, now, we used to use the busy line because what we would do for contesting, and we don't do like a lot of, we don't do any caller nine stuff or any of that junk, but we would do it like you go, okay, caller number nine right now, and you hit the busy, and then you release it, and it resets all the phones, so everybody's got a fair chance to play. But the point
is, we care about fair chances. Hey, baby, you sound cute. You want to be caller 15?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. You want to go to the water park? You want to go to the water park?
Not really. I was requesting a song.
Oh, okay.
You're still going to the water park.
The worst is you go, hey, you're calling number five. Try again.
Okay.
Hi, you're calling number seven. Try again.
Okay.
The same guy. Hey, you're calling number nine.
Okay.
Hey, you're calling number 12.
Okay.
Then you're like, oh, my God, I just want to shoot myself. I have two listeners. You get the hang up and then, okay. How's it looking, Bean? Bean?
Hey.
Ray. Hey, he's Ray.
I'm Bean.
I keep thinking Ray Bean. Beer Bean, he's Ray. I got it. All right. Bubba, anything else?
I do want to get the sponsor out again because, you know, they pay money for us. Thank you, Red Roof. Stay two separate times this summer at Red Roof and earn a free night. Register on redroof.com.
Yay!
You can approach
Julius. We're about to wrap it up.
We're wrapping it up. And for those who have always thought about getting your pilot's license,
get it. You know what? You need to go and take an explore. What do they call it? Explorer flights?
Discovery flights.
Discovery flights. If you've always wanted to fly, you can pretty much go to any airport and any flight school. And for like, what, 100, maybe 150 at the most, you can take a flight.
And they'll let you fly it. Like
they
they'll
will
give
let you
the
fly
controls.
The plane.
Yep.
And you get to see if you like it. Yep. A lot of people, you know, it's a great way to get over. Some people have a fear of flying in small planes. You go take a Discovery flight. It's a great way to understand how the actual plane works and everything. And it's pretty cheap. Again, relatively cheap, $150 bucks, and you're done.
All right. And look up EAA Air Venture on Google.
And
you can see what we're doing for our little getaway.
And we're posting a ton of pictures on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff.
Yep. All right, Bean, thank you.
Thank you.
And what is yours again,
that's
Ray?
That's a terrible name.
He's Ray.
Ray.
Well,
I don't know. I'm not thinking.
Think
I'm not,
of this. Ray with red hair. So you got so he's Ray. Ray's not going to work.
I don't think Ray's going to work, but, you know, whatever. We'll see. So anyway, I'm out.
Traffic not available.
Ooh, okay. We got to roll.